Who's telling we have also Gurudev? If we remember Gurudev, is that correct?
Without the Moshe Gurudev, how can we remember
Krishna? Gurudev,
because Gurudev, by his kind mercy, we are able to receive this.
Should we think about
Gurudev or should we think about Krishna at the time of death?
At the time of death, Krishna. Then in Krishna, Gurudev and whole world is there. Understand? Whole world, Gurudev, his all associate, everything is in Krishna. So if you will remember Krishna, not only Krishna, but also with power,
Radhika.
Gopis and Radhika, both. Rupa Goswami has told this. Is Maradam?
Krishnam smaran janan chasya krishtham niya samihitam tattat katharatas chasya kurjadvasan vrajesada.
Krishna, he associates Vrindavan.
Hare Krishna.
Name as Krishna, and so we should have the same faith in the holy name as in Shri Gurudev.
Like Jasadev Parabhakti Sloke, Balajan Gur Jasadevi Parabhakti Jadhadev Tathaguru, Devir Putayavan Pritis and Gurudev Putti Balahe, your Nam and Nami of Hinata, the Namad Amadaki Namad Putir come Pitirakta.
You can? No. But here, Jasadev Parabhakti. Jatha Deve Tatha Guru. So, Supreme Lord and Guru. It has been told.
Now, will you name Nam Nami Abhinata? Tala Jan Namadir Purta Namadir Purta completely acted by.
But name has no relation here. You can always chant, have so much attraction, affection, attachment to Nam.
What he is telling Gurudev, name is non-different
from
Krishna.
From Krishna.
Yes.
So if we think Deva, it is Nam, can we think like that, or is that correct?
Yeah.
You can think like so, but not told in this verse.
And how can we increase our faith in Guru and Krishna more and more?
Mm-hmm. How can we increase our faith, our Shraddha,
for
Guru?
I'm telling so much. So much in my classes. First, detach. Be renounce order. Not only renounce order, but what I'm telling. Remember all the examples of Dattatreya. Give up everything, worldly desire and wife, children, everything. Give your heart, mind, everything. Then, okay.
So, some of the opinion that there is prem in the jiva to begin with. And some say there is no prem but seed adaptability or potentiality to develop and receive prem. What is the tatwa?
Where is Padmanabh?
Yeah.
What is telling?
He's telling that some persons say that prem is already existing in the jiva, in the atma.
But like seed.
Like seed. Latent.
Latent position. Not manifested, but latent position.
Like in seed, everything, all tree, flowers,
leaves, fruit,
is, and everything is there.
In potentiality.
In potential.
So Krishna prem is there, but latent.
Like Nitya Siddha Krishna prem, Sadhya Kabunoi, Sudha Chitta,
Shavana Sudha Chitta,
it will come from Shraddha, then Nishtha, Ruchi, and gradually it will grow up.
When Krishna says in Gita, Yanti Deva Vrata Devan, Pitrin Yanti Pitru Vrataha, Utani Yanti Bhutejya, Yanti Mam Yajanopi Mam. Here he is indicating that the object of your worship then you go there. So if someone worships a pure devotee, a Shuddha Bhakta of Krishna, then what will be his result? If he's worshipping the pure devotee, suppose he has not developed his bhakti
sometimes
toward Krishna so much.
More superior than himself, Krishna, yes. Sadhu Sangha. Yes. I have told you that Madhyamadhikari, he comes, he is there and he realizes our position that we are suffering. Krishna does not know. Always thinking in Uttam Bhagavat also, not knowing all these things. Whether we are suffering or not. Sukadeva Goswami will not know. But Madhyamadhikari Gurudev, being here, he knows and his Sadhu Sangha is for them, their Sadhu Sangha.
Next stop.
Sometimes you can see in Golok, they have no consciousness towards the suffering of the jivas. So if they have to come to, only Majjhim can understand the suffering of the jivas in the material world. Couldn't Uttama Parikars come to Majjhim from Golok and be more aware of suffering to come here for preaching, or only Sadhana Siddha or Kripa Siddha come here?
Okay. He's telling in Golok that all the Parikars, they cannot experience, they do not experience the sufferings of the Badajiv. In this world, only the Madhyama Vaishnava, Madhyama spiritual master, he can help the Badajiv because he can identify with their suffering. Do the eternal Nitya Parisat of Krishna in Golok come in this world to the level of Madhyama and then help, or is it only
like Narada Rishi?
Na, bolche kal sadhan siddha aur kripa siddha ase ki nitya siddha parikara ase ja prachar prachar karen. Rupa Goswami Pada not come. Sanatana Goswami Pada not come. Not preach there.
Sadhana Siddha from there come here. And
They can come. When Krishna comes, there. Sometimes Krishna sends them. Srimati Radhika sends them. Like Gop Kumar.
Sadhana Siddha.
Sadhana Siddha yasa ki kripa jara nitya se tarao ase. This is a main question.
Nitya Siddha comes with Krishna. And Sadhan Siddha, like Narada Goswami, he have realized what is world in so many births. And now he has become Parikar. So he knows. So he can come and help us. In Madhyamadhikari also he comes. Otherwise, how he will initiate Dhruva, Prahlad, Valmiki, Vyas, so many.
So should we see should disciples see Shri Guru as Nitya Siddha or Sadhana Siddha Kripa Siddha?
They should think him Siddha, Nitya Parikar. Whether he is Madhyamadhikari, no harm, but they should regard Jasya Deve Parabhakti Jatha Deve, like Krishna. Always remember.
They could not advance.
If you will see like this, oh, Krishna will help.
Good day. Hare Krishna. Krishna and his paraphernalia are non-different. How is it possible that Krishna Prasad could become affected by a jiva's karma or consciousness?
What?
For example, if you take Prasad, the remnants of prasadam taken by another jiva, then I've heard that you can, you know, be affected by their karma or consciousness. How is that possible that Krishna could be contaminated in that way?
He starts telling that Krishna and his paraphernalia, They are all transcendental. Krishna prasadam is transcendental. How it is possible that a jeev atma can become influenced in a bad way by taking remnant from another
jiva
who is honoring Mahaprasad, then another jiva will take that. How he will become influenced in a bad way? What is your what do
is
you
it?
Mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
Mahaprasad ache onno kejon keu kheyeche onno kormi gyani tar
Padmanabh. What is your idea? Yeah. What he tell you?
Yeah. Mahaprasadi Govinde Nama Brahmani Vai Vaishnavinave Svalpa Punya Vatam Rajan Vishvasa Naiva Jayate. If a person doesn't have enough punya, svalpa punya, that means pious activities from previous life, he'll not have full faith in Mahaprasadam. But just like in Jagannath Puri, everyone understands there that the Mahaprasad is completely transcendental. Even if it is touched by the mouth of a dog and it goes on the ground, no one is, if a person properly understands Mahaprasad, he'll not hesitate to eat those remnants. So it depends on the person's faith. Mm-hmm. I can give an example. One time, our Srila Prabhupada, there was one disciple of him who liked to eat the Mahaprasad that was 3-4 days old. He didn't want to throw any away. And not only that, but he was also forcing the other devotees to also eat it. So the devotees wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada and asked him, you know, is this... that devotee wrote the letter to Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada, he told them, he said, it is a matter of faith. If someone has the highest faith, like Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he was taking the Mahaprasad that even the cows wouldn't eat because it was so rotten, and he was washing it and taking that. But he was tasting it as nectar, and Mahaprabhu himself came and stole that from his hand. And he was overwhelmed with ecstasy by taking that. So it depends on the person's actual deep faith in Mahaprasad. Mm-hmm.
Also Narada Rishi, in past birth, he took one-time remnant by their order from their
leaf plate.
And he tells that my everything washed.
All his.
And I at once received a rati. So be faithful.
Three rivers, whatever. And all over the country, we had these farm projects where he wanted us to not only just live as, you know, have our ashram, but to grow our own food, make our own cloth, use bullocks instead of cars and tractors, things like that. That was a long time ago. Things have changed. What is your vision for New Braj community long run? To be a modern people, modern jobs, modern things like this, and just, or to go back to old village life, simple life.
Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, according to Prabhu, he was very much happy to see that devotees would go to simple living, using bullock.
Exchange of car. কার গাড়ি টাড়ির পরিবর্তে গরুর গাড়ি ব্যবহার করবে এই কারণে প্রাচীন গ্রামের ধারণা ওরকম না ছিল বলে আপনার এই ব্রজ সম্বন্ধে বেজার সম্বন্ধে কি ধারণা আপনি কি চান এরকম সিভিলাইজড হবে কি পুরাতন গ্রামে ফিরে গিয়ে গরুর গাড়ি টাড়ি সব ব্যবহার করবে কারের সব পরিবর্তে কেমন ইচ্ছা আপনার
বুলক কার্ট উইল নট ডু ইউ ক্যান নট পিচ হেয়ার এন্ড দেন দেয়ার বাই বুলক কার্ট If I used only bullock cart, could Swamiji or myself have come?
No.
So Prabhupada has told also that what scientists are inventing,
yes.
We should take advantage of them,
modern yes. science,
and engaged in fishing.
Yes, but this is a different. Srila Prabhupada said the same thing you're saying. Use and Bhaktisiddhanta also use, you know, for Krishna. But he also had a long-term vision
of communities with traditional, like making our own food, our own cloth, own milk, self-sufficient.
To be self-sufficient, to make your own clothing, to make your own stock of grain, to not be dependent upon modern society.
How much will you do? If you are going to
do all these things?
No time for
making grains, cultivation, making your cloth, then when you will do bhajan?
Sometimes, Maharaj, seriously, sometimes at Gita Nagari when I work, sometimes our bhajan was from 4 in the morning till 12 midnight just farming.
Starting 4 o'clock in the morning, finishing at 12 o'clock in the night, only farming. This was our bhajan, he's telling.
Earlier, Gurudev, you said give up wife, children, home, friendship, and just do bhajan and preach. There's no farm in there anywhere.
Yeah, but for Srila Prabhupada, this was preaching. It's Daivi Varnashram. This was his preaching.
Those who are not so much qualified.
Yes. Oh, that's
or
the point.
Or name.
Yes. Yes.
No, they can at all, go to and get some
Grihastha Ashram.
Like Jornada Swaji Maharaj.
Yes.
They can cultivate.
Yes.
They can make their cloths. They can do. But when they will come up by sadhu sangha, they think that, oh, wasting of time. We should not, a moment, better to bake something and hold dinner.
To preach.
Like Raghunath Das Goswami.
Because preaching is the essence. Preaching is the important thing. Yes. Thank you.
Srila Gurudev, it's understood through the Shastra that devotional service is like a razor's edge, and we understand that's Vaidhi Bhakti. When you associate with a Rasik Vaishnava and enter and have, by his mercy, entering into Raganuga Bhakti, what happens to that razor's edge?
Very interesting. He's telling that according to his understanding, the teaching is as that Vaidhi Bhakti is like a razor's edge. But Raganuga Bhakti, what happens to that razor blade? It becomes the same or it becomes different?
Still dangerous? Like, so much danger is still there, he's asking.
Because we never give up Vaidhi, we still perform Vaidhi.
Before you start Raganuga, you should shave. Then.
Before Vaidhi, you should gallop to Raganuga and be gopi.
Oops!
And go on doing.
Very close shave then.
What?
I wanted to ask you, my parents are both Prabhupada disciples, and it seems that the older that they get, the farther they go away from Krishna, and I was wondering if you could tell me something that I could do to help them come back.
এখন যত বৃদ্ধ হচ্ছে তত কৃষ্ণ কর্ণ থেকে দূরে দূরে চলে যাচ্ছে বলে কিন্তু আমি কি কি করতে পারি তাদের জন্য যাতে আমার ঠিক থাকে.
Because lack of sadhu sangha, association. If he would have come here, again new inspiration would have come. So I think better he should associate with sadhu sangha. He should hear Harikatha.
Advance than them.
Then you can make any arrangement that sadhu may go to your house. They can tell Harikatha, or where Harikatha is going on, he should go.
Oh, Gurudev, from you we know about many renounced persons. And Raghunath Das Goswami, young Raghunath, when he wanted to left his family, Mahaprabhu told him, Nahavatula, don't be crazy. And then he said, Krame Krame Payaloka Bhava Sindhukula. So it seems like the path of bhakti is very gradual and slow. But we see Raghunath Das Goswami, finally he left family very soon after a few days. How is it possible? বলছে ক্রমে ক্রমে পায় লোক ভবসিন্ধু কুল, এর থেকে মনে হচ্ছে যে ভক্তির পথ খুব স্লো, কিন্তু রঘুনাথ দাস তো বেশি দেরি করলেন না, উনি তো কয়েকদিনের মধ্যে এবার সংসার ছেড়ে চলে এলেন, তাহলে আমরা কিভাবে সামঞ্জস্য করব?
হি ওয়াজ নিত্য সিদ্ধ পারিকার রতি মঞ্জরি, সো ফর হিম ইট ওয়াজ পসিবল. Like Mahaprabhu left his house and everything. Mm-hmm. He was himself Supreme Lord Krishna. For them, what is possible for you and others? Not possible.
But first Mahaprabhu said, don't be a madman, go back.
Then first be qualified and then give up.
Then
Varnasham.
To follow some second.
Then by mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, then it was possible.
Don't give. If you are not qualified, you have given up. Again, you will remember same thing and be returned. So we should be first qualified, then give up Grihastha Ashram. Be qualified in Grihastha Ashram. Bacho Begam, Manasa Krodha Begam. All Upadeshamrita has been told for Grihastha. And after then renounce comes. This is process.
Pramay.
We are seeing the sun now just coming over the horizon.
Mountains.
And we are feeling its warmth and heat. And I'm feeling that your clear and cogent words are more warming and powerful than the sun.
Haribo!
In Florida there's one advertisement, you know, the sunshine state. They say a day without orange juice is a day without sunshine. Mm-hmm. So I think a day without your instruction is the sun didn't shine that day.
বলছে সূর্য উঠছে আমরা গরম অনুভব করছি করছি, কিন্তু আপনার সঙ্গ ছাড়া এর কোন মহত্ব নাই। বলছে একটা অ্যাডভার্টাইজ দিয়েছে, নো অরেঞ্জ জুস নো সানশাইন ফ্লোরিডাতে, বলে আপনার নো সাধুসঙ্গ, আপনার সঙ্গ নো সানশাইন, নাথিং, আপনার সানশাইন বা আপনার সাধুসঙ্গ আরো মহত্বপূর্ণ।
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, if we make our Gurudev in our heart, put our Gurudev in our heart, make him traveling and walking and sitting there, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear there also. So what's the process of putting Guru in the heart?
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada said, first we make place for Gurudev in our heart, and automatically Krishna will also
come. If Gurudev is there, then Krishna will be there. Then how we can put Gurudev first to bring Krishna in our heart?
Because Gurudev always with you. So you can.
He's outside.
It is very hard to keep Krishna here. Because we have not seen no association of Krishna. We are always, what we are knowing from Gurudev, you are doing. But Gurudev coming to you.
Now his question is
that
Gurudev has captured Krishna in his heart. So if you manifest Gurudev in your heart 24 hours a day, then Krishna bound to manifest.
Yes.
So he's asking how he will capture you in his heart.
Because once I opened the door of your car, I was coming from Europe to your Vyasa Puja in Alachua, and I was very happy and I told, oh Gurudev, you see, I come to see you. And you said, you should put me in your heart.
Yes.
So, why not put how to do it?
You can always remember him, his mercy, his glorification. This is it.
You can come on your tortoise.
Oh, my Gurudev is so glorious.
And he's a direct disciple of Guru Sadasvati.
Yes.
And then keep remembering.
But you have, thank you. Your Gurudev is Gorky Sadasvati.
One more question regarding this other Prabhuji's question.
Huh?
So, there is this idea that, well, Gurudev, he gave sannyas to some person, knowing that he was not so qualified, but he wanted to utilize that person for his mission. Just like the example of our Srila Prabhupada A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he gave sannyas to so many persons, knowing that they were not qualified. And he told, even on one occasion, I am giving you are unqualified, but actually it is like in war, in wartime. I am giving you
battle commission. I am giving you this. And it is possible that in future you may also fall down. And then he said, but it will be a glorious death. Like on the battlefield, when a soldier dies, it is glorious death because he tried. So, but some persons, they are using this argument that, oh, Guru may have given sannyas to this person, then he fell down, but he wasn't qualified. So no harm that he fell down and gave up his sannyas.
This is not okay. We should not think like that. Gurudev kindly has, mercifully has given chance.
Opportunity.
He should utilize.
Invitation.
If Gurudev will not, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no qualification even he gave. So Gurudev sometimes does like this. So Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj gave sannyas to so many. He knew that he is not qualified. And that is why he did not give Vedic name. Tamal Krishna, this is not name. Charu Krishna, this is not name.
Jai Pataka.
Only Gaur Govinda.
What?
Give chance.
Chance.
Yes.
To qualify.
He was merciful. He gave. Mm-hmm. But they were not so
qualified.
Fortunate.
To realize.
They fell.
Chalo, chalo, bhai.
Namaste, pilot.